I just let out the biggest fart ever.
Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 17. We are a Destiny-themed podcast that does nerd talks in every other week, and that was a good intro. Good job, Brad. I'm proud of you. High five.
Oh, that was boom. The worst intro we've ever had.
This is all a right, Destiny-themed ready? Show. Okay. This one right here. Oh, mark me again.
All right, ready? Just Some Guardians intro, scene 24, take 364. Ready? Marker.
Hello and welcome to a podcast with a name and a number attached to it. We are some people and we like to talk about things. And we have a guest this week. How exciting is that?
Who dat?
Tonight, we are going to be discussing the TWAB, some artistical things, some random questions.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Joining me tonight, I have my ever sensual co-host, Nicholas. How are you, baby?
I'm fisting a bunch of robots right now.
As you should.
Saturday night.
As you should. Oh my god.
No, I'm doing pretty good. I'm very tired right now. And if I fall asleep and I wake up and I just start talking about some non sequitur subject, just roll with it.
Oh, absolutely. Every time.
All right.
I hope we always.
I hope
anyway.
You do like the one time on the phone where I actually hear you like fall over falling asleep. So good. Also with us tonight is the effervescent Russell.
I thought we had chimes. Why are you making weird noises with your mouth?
Effervescence bubbles, you twat.
I don't think effervescence bubbles. It sounded more like you were sucking on something. It shall not be named because this is a family-friendly show.
Yeah, super family-friendly. Like, you know, it's super family-friendly to talk about shaving your butthole and getting it waxed and fisting robots. And...
Well, actually, I do shave my butthole, but that particular time I was talking about waxing, thank you very much.
But then you've repeatedly discussed your butthole.
Yeah, remember, hashtag shave your butthole.
Which is probably why we don't have anybody in India that listens to the show anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Why are
we lost that demographic.
We are shaving our butthole. We shave our butthole on a daily basis.
They're like, well, they probably, you know what?
The
they
monkey
probably
bears.
Have to because of the food that they eat. Because, I mean, seriously.
We're not talking acid peel. We're talking shave.
No. Well, they probably, otherwise it would stick in the hairs and then it would just bone their butthole. So they probably have to shave it.
That was actually a really good point. Now you got me thinking about it.
I'm just saying.
The mental imagery alone.
Man, let's study it.
That's why I shave my butthole. I have diarrhea too much for me to keep any hair down there. Because otherwise it just acts like some kind of washcloth. Just absorbing.
How is she feeding you?
It's like a ShamWow. It just absorbs.
It's like a ShamWow?
That right there is why the ShamWow guy always looks so angry, because Russell is their first client.
You're going to like my nuts. Well, apparently we have a guest tonight.
What?
It's not the ShamWow guy.
Not the ShamWow guy.
Are you sure?
I tried to get him.
Are you sure?
I tried to get him, but he's
dead. He was far too expensive.
I had to hire a crew to dig him up,
cost that much.
And I had
that
to hire a crew to bring his body back to life. It was too much.
But if you go to ShamWow.com and enter promo code JSGCast, you will get a beautiful error code.
A beautiful error code.
Is it the ShamWow guy that passed away, or is it that other guy that did the OxyClean?
No, Billy Mays. Billy Mays is the guy who passed away from too much cocaine.
Jeez.
That's how I want to go. That man's my spirit animal. Oh, hey, we still haven't introduced our guest. Hey, everyone, this is Genius 93 from Destiny Addicts Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I think you figured
Don't mind
that
me
out.
just chuckling in the background, by the way. You guys are hilarious.
We
Well, welcome
certainly
to the show,
try.
my man. I would like you to know this is a historic event. One, we actually have people in chat. And two, this is the
Oh,
first show
real
we've
people, not
done,
paid bots.
right?
Okay.
This is the first show we've done where we actually planned more than like a day and a half in advance. So this is exciting.
We did.
Yeah, it was 2 days in advance instead of a day and a half.
It was like 2.5, maybe,
I mean,
tops.
let's face it, our average is day of.
You know, hey,
Honestly,
what are you
bro.
guys doing later? Nothing. How about you? You guys want to like podcast or something? Yeah, sure, why not?
That's usually the way it goes. It's a day of notice. Like, hey, we're gonna be podcasting tonight. Oh, okay.
So, genius, before we allow you to talk about what it is you do, we're going to attempt to figure it out ourselves. So, everyone
Okay.
has questions they're going to ask you.
Okay.
And
Oh
we're
boy.
going to learn about you. Nick, do you want to
All
lead us
right.
off, bud?
My first question for you, sir. And the context that you take this in is purely up to your imagination and your
Okay, you should be
improv.
worried
already.
Before you go on with your question, when you make a comment like that, I have a
Yeah.
very vivid imagination.
Good.
So,
All the
that's
more.
seriously the worst sequitur you could have used. By the
Lay it on
way,
me,
just
baby.
use your
Just.
imagination on this. What?
So. Now, really, I've been wondering for like the last 30 seconds, does it contain mummified remains?
Depends on who you ask, I guess. It really depends
Oh.
on who you ask.
Well, we're
Because, I
asking
mean,
you.
no, yeah, well, you're asking me my opinion, but it's not necessarily my opinion to give you, though, right?
Oh,
I'm
whoa.
wow,
This is
this
getting
took a
deep on
turn.
us. Yeah,
I'm
this is getting
purely
way more
seeking
deep than we
historical
ever
fact.
fathomed.
I want facts, man. I just want facts.
Does it contain mummified remains? Well,
What is it?
I do. Exactly. What can I ask questions back just to
Uh,
for
no.
clarification, or do I need to just kind of go
We're
with
asking the
it? I
questions here.
gave you. The
Oh. context is purely up to
Okay.
yourself.
So I guess when it
No,
comes
I'm
to
kidding.
when
I'm
it
kidding
comes
about the
to that.
mummified remains. But no, in all honesty, what so is your Destiny Addicts podcast, have you ever done any podcasting before that?
No, not at all, dude. I've listened to, I think before I started jumping on the podcast, or we before we were on a podcast, sorry. I think I listened to two podcasts prior to that. And I think now I'm up to maybe about 10 different podcasts though. I do
Including
pest
ours.
controls. Yeah, exactly. I do pest control, so I'm driving like most of my day from one service to the next.
Well,
And
thanks for
like
stealing my
specific
question.
and like today I was actually outside the city today, so like most of my driving was like an hour and a half. So yeah, definitely got some good podcast time in today. Definitely way behind in backlog though, so I'm trying to catch up. But yeah, never did a podcast prior to Destiny Addicts.
Can I can a panel? May I ask a follow-up
Of
question?
course.
We're gonna huddle
Yeah,
in
of
and
course.
discuss this amongst ourselves first.
Yeah,
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we've decided that's okay.
Okay. So what prompted you to start with the Destiny Addicts podcast, or how did you rephrase the question? Panel, may I rephrase the question?
Go for
One
it.
second,
No.
please. No, you may not. You must continue as you
Yeah.
were.
What made
So the
you like
panel has spoken.
let it be written,
why Destiny
let it be
Addicts
done.
podcast? Where did that come from? How'd you get involved?
Okay, so it actually started with me and Bushman Bob. Shout out to Mr. Bushman. I don't think he's actually in chat, but I know Synchromesh, my other co-host, is actually watching us currently live. But
Oh.
yeah, so me and Bush was actually playing playing for a little bit, and Bush is from Australia, so like time difference between central, like North America and Australia is definitely a huge time difference, but it worked for our game times, if that makes any sense, because I normally wake up like really early to get my game time in, because I try to spend as much time as I can with my family after work, and I normally work long hours. So we were
That's
talking
devotion
about
right
it.
there.
Yeah. So we were talking about it, and we kind of had the same ideas of wanting to get involved with charities, and just talk about like Destiny of the game itself. And this isn't, mind you, this isn't D1. I want to say before before the end of year 3 is when we actually started the podcast. I mean, we started talking
So
about
now,
it
by
in
D1, you're talking
2016.
like Mighty Ducks 1, right? That's like the
Yeah,
original D1.
exactly.
Okay, good.
Flying V, baby, flying V for
Yeah. Oh,
life.
yeah. Quack, 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 quack,
Yeah,
quack, Mr. Ducksworth.
boy. But yeah, no, so he came to me and he was like, "Yo, been thinking of kind of starting a podcast. What do you think?" And I'm like, "Well, sounds like a good idea." Because I mean, in Australia, I guess there's not too many people that kind of get together and play video games or whatnot, or at least Destiny at the time. And it's funny because since we've been doing the podcast and like the whole clan things come on in D2, there's been a whole lot more people from Australia that's been popping in and joining us,
That's awesome.
and yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. But you know, our main goal that we wanted to kind of do is just get involved with charity overall and kind of bring charity to the forefront, especially like for example the charity streams that they were running for Destiny or Guardian Con last year, right? That's the kind of stuff that we want to bring to the forefront and show people that like gamers aren't just people that sit behind the desk bearded and
Whoa.
pot-bellied and
Whoa.
Wow, you're describing Brett. Just go with bald. Just go
Good
with bald
Lord.
next.
I'm feeling attacked.
And sweaty bags. I'm pretty sure at
God.
this point Brett does not have sweaty
Yep.
bags. So
Hold
I think
on.
we're
Let me
okay
check.
with.
Give me a second. Oh, God. Yeah, it's
I think you'd
bad.
be surprised.
That's bad.
You gotta turn the AC up and the heater off. Actually, no,
All
just open your
sex.
window.
Well,
You get a
see,
mile high, so.
the secret is to get them nice and sweaty and then turn the fan on them, and oh my God, does
Ooh.
that feel good?
It's like a
No, it
built-in
sounds.
swamp cooler.
Exactly. But the swamps before.
Campbell's ball sack soup.
Finger
But
licking
yeah,
food.
so
every day for lunch. We
Ew.
wanted to bring, like,
Self-serve.
basically show people that gamers can do more than just play video games, basically. So, yeah.
So basically, the opposite of what we've done.
Basically.
I guess you can see that. No, you guys are good.
When
You
you
guys are
word it so
good.
poetically, when you're hosted by a bloated, bearded, bald, sweaty, bald guy,
You gotta remember, dude, I have a patchy beard. I am thinning up top, so I would just consider myself bald at this point. So I'm right there with
Yeah,
you,
Brett.
man. I'm right there with
Way to
you.
be insensitive, Brett.
I know, jeez, man. You just made
Have
me
you
feel
never
so
listened to our
unwanted at
show?
this point.
We're all about insensitivity.
That's our tagline, man. Just some Guardians. We're all about insensitivity. Do you have feelings? Get out.
Get out of here with those feelings.
Well, Russell,
Catching feelings like that.
bring on a question,
Yes.
buddy. I want to learn
Oh,
more.
great. How many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon?
How many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon?
Very interesting.
I think, was it you or Sin that said it in our podcast when you were on with us? How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, I mean, this is a broader question. This is the mystery of the universe.
Absolutely. This is really deep
The
philosophical stuff.
how many licks is just a North American thing. Yeah. We got to make it to a broad audience. We got to bring back those India listeners.
Yeah. We want that demographic
Well,
back.
okay,
We're really
if you want
hurting.
the Indian listeners to come on board, though, you have to use curry powder instead of sugar.
Ooh.
Okay,
Rephrase the
how
question,
many
please.
gallons of milk? Okay, so I moved to Canada, and like
You have
where
to
I
ask the
am.
panel before you can rephrase the question.
Synchromeshi from chat is wondering, do you lay the grains of sugar out in a line or is it cups laid out?
Cups. How many cups? So
Cups,
it's
got it.
cups laid out. Yeah. Don't get too fancy on me. whatever your name was.
I don't know, that's a tough one. Because, I mean, are the cups half full? Are they?
I don't know. What kind of person are you?
No, I mean, come on. It's full cups. Full cups.
Full cups of sugar. Okay. How many full cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon? It depends on. Okay, so if you drink one can of soda, that's probably maybe about half a cup of sugar. So I'd say about half a cup, because in Destiny, it doesn't take much to get to the moon.
Just like that was wrong.
You lost me and you brought it back. I'm with you. I was like, man.
Figure make it relevant.
I appreciate. All right, Destiny.
That was does well the answer you think?
Wrong. The answer is 42. Yeah. The answer is always 42.
Always 42.
No. Right. The answer is always 7. Actually, 7. At least that's what I was told once upon a time.
Well, you've just been retold.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Wrong again.
I have fixed your misunderstanding.
Who knew that when you guessed it on Just Some Guardians, you'd have your entire worldview changed?
Yeah.
Buddy. It went from a single digit number to double digits. That's definitely life changing.
We're a big deal, man. I don't mean to brag, but toot.
Yeah, we have 300 listeners.
Boom, baby. That's right.
When did that happen?
Destiny Addict.
Yeah,
podcast.
Totally. We do.
Sheesh.
Yes. Don't take a zero or two out of there or anything. Oh my God. Nick, you got another question before we let him actually explain himself?
Bring the hard questions on, baby. I'm ready.
Rackist.
What?
What do you play other than Destiny? Because apparently Brett's not going to ask a question.
I already know everything about this.
Don't talk to me. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Don't talk to me.
I'm just going to mute you so I don't get tempted.
Since D2 has been feeling a lot more casual, and I would say in the last few months, I've been playing Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yes. Excellent decision.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still haven't been able to actually beat any of the weekly gods and stuff. Ridiculous, man. I mean, mind you, I'm only at level 20, so.
Yeah, I think they're designed for when you hit like 40.
Yeah, when you max level.
Yeah. So yeah, I would assume that trying to do it at half the level wouldn't work so good.
Dude, it didn't work so well for me.
That's just a pro tip from Elmer Fudd. You know.
Well, I was looking it up, right, going through the forums and stuff, and there's people actually saying they completed it at level 20. Like the Anubis one is supposed to be the easiest one, so I tried it. And I thought
they're
I could.
Liars.
Yeah, straight liars, dude. Because as soon as Anubis sent out the actual like group of them, as soon as I see the skull on them, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm gonna die. And all it took was one hit. I'm like, okay, this I'm not doing that again. Not until I'm 40.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same. Because I was like, oh, I'll try this because it seems like a cool thing and I want to try it. And you know, get level 40. I can take it at level 20. This will be no big thing. No. I did not do any damage to any of them when he sent out the group. I could do damage to him just fine.
Yeah.
But once he sent out the group, I couldn't do any damage to him, so I'd be dodging and like doing I'd be like, "Oh, okay. I've gotten down to like -2 health. He's going to die. This will be a thing. I just can't get hit once."
Yep. Yeah, no. That was definitely not fun at all.
Like it's actually possible to do that.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, they must have used, like, all of their inventory in terms of, like, the fire bombs and all of that stuff, man. Because that's a lot of work.
Awkward. Please hold.
Awkward.
Nick, could you give us some hold music?
From actually.
I just walked in to find you with that sad look upon my face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your keys.
Made you leave your keys.
If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Gone, I'll go.
Walk out the door. Get along now. Get into the system. Because
you're not welcome anymore.
You're not welcome.
And their hold music is so funny because it's this guy singing, "Now you're on hold, and it really sucks." It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That's fantastic.
He's like, they put me on hold 15 minutes ago.
So I haven't been stateside with a, like an actual like stateside cell phone for about 11 years. And like one thing that's, I think this popped up in the last few years, but when someone puts you on hold, it goes, doot, doot, doot.
Oh, I don't know.
Can.
Oh yeah,
nobody
I've had
puts
that.
me
It
on
just
hold.
beeps. It just beeps. I remember like back in the day when they finally introduced like call waiting on
Oh
like
yeah.
the old school phones. It was just dead silence
You're like,
until the person
hello?
decided to come back on.
Hello? I want to talk to you. Why does this sound like
Exactly.
the abyss? What's going on?
Well,
Dude, I remember.
besides Destiny Addict's podcast genius, what other things do you do in the community, my man?
Try to dabble in some art. Try to get some people set up with that stuff.
Some art.
Yeah, some arts.
Like, what kind of art do you
I'm a
do?
little bit of artsy fartsy, so
More fartsy, less
logo.
artsy.
Yeah, exactly. my wife would beg to differ about the artsy part, but
Just
we
the
won't ask
fartsy.
her. Yeah, just the fartsy part, exactly.
My wife would agree all about me.
she, I think to quote my wife, she says your vomit farts is what it's called.
Vomit
So,
farts?
yeah, I'm guessing that's how
What?
bad it smells.
That's intimidating.
Oh. So if
My, I'm
anybody
not even
wants to
there. My eyes just watered thinking about it. Oh my God, give me a second.
You
Oh wow.
okay?
Yeah, I'll be
You need
fine.
tissue? You
There
good? Need
we go.
a
Oh, we're
hug?
good.
I hear if you fart, it cancels the other fart out. So you should just try that.
I'll try that one for sure. I
Yeah.
remember, I think one
My
time there
poor
was
shorts.
I think there was one time when me and Sync was actually playing some Crucible, and then all like I think I don't know what I had. I think I might have had some milk for breakfast that day. But dude, I was just letting him rip. And he's like, "Dude, is that like Canadian geese flying like overhead?" I'm like, "You could hear that?" He's like, "Yeah, man. Like it's like the
Where in
geese are in
Canada
your
are you?
room." I'm in Winnipeg. They call it Winter
Winnipeg.
Pig, Windy Pig,
Winnipego.
Pothole Central.
No,
That's Detroit.
Pothole Central is Detroit.
No, dude. In Winnipeg, there's only three seasons, all right? There's winter, pothole season, and construction season. That's it.
That's
That's
Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin. That's where I
it.
used to live.
It's all that snow.
Oh my
Yeah, no, I
God.
hate snow, dude. I mean, like, if
Really?
there was mountains here, I would enjoy it more because I could go like snowboarding and stuff. But there's no such thing as snowboarding in Winnipeg, man. Like,
But you live in
the farmers here,
Canada.
okay? No, it's so flat. I'm in the prairies, and it's so flat that the farmers, right? They say that you can literally watch your dog run for 5 days before it goes over the horizon.
Jeez. Sounds like
Yeah,
Kansas.
that's pretty flat.
Whoa.
It is, dude, there is no hills in this space. Like, nothing. You don't see mountain ranges. The only thing you see is bush. That's it.
Huh.
You gotta
Just
shave, man. That's why Russell shaves.
bush.
So
Wow.
much bush.
In the winter, you don't want to shave it off, bro. I'm telling you. You
It's
need a
an innie,
perm.
not an outie.
It gets
You need
down
that
to
extra
negative
layer of
40 here, dude.
insulation.
Negative
Oh my
40.
God.
And that's.
40?
Yes, and that's where Celsius and Fahrenheit meet, because in Canada they use a Celsius scale, and it's funny because
Yeah.
like people are they say like minus 40. I say negative 40 because it's a negative number, but they go like
Right.
plus 5 for like 5 degrees. I'm like, I will never assimilate, but a negative 40 is where Celsius and Fahrenheit meet, and that's how cold like this whole winter. I would say it was like maybe a whole month straight of negative 40, dude. Like, rough.
And you're
I
and
just,
where are
oh.
you originally from again that makes
I
that
am
so
from
hard?
Hawaii. I am a
Oh, man.
Hawaiian
Jeez.
landlocked in
Oh,
fucking Canada. It is
gosh.
fucking cold.
That sounds like somebody's nightmare.
Dude.
That's like.
I would like to just throw out for the record, Bushman, if you listen to this, I just got Genius to drop the F-bomb twice on my podcast.
Apparently, Bushman hasn't been trying hard enough.
You just got to get him to talk about the difference between Hawaii and Canada.
So, how did
Dude,
you end
like,
up in Canada?
okay, so short story. met a woman in my third year of university, like college. I was going to school in at UNLV in Vegas. Met a
Oh,
woman.
yeah.
We dated for 6 months. Got married at the end of 6 months.
Knocked her up, didn't you?
No, not at all, dude. We
She knocked him
just
up.
she
What a
locked it down,
woman.
that's for sure. But no, I've been here now for 11 years this summer, and my oldest is two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it wasn't
Farm
because of
dog.
that. As some say, you head over heels, but definitely did not expect this kind of weather whatsoever. And I think I would have rethought the like moving here if I
Right?
knew.
Yeah, the whole world's like Hawaii, right? This is amazing.
Where's Bushman's soundboard, dude? That'd have been perfect.
Bushman, I love you.
This is amazing.
Was that all of them? That was all of them.
That's what I said when my nutsacks was in my throat this winter,
That
trying to keep warm.
was all of them. That's all of my
Yeah.
nutsacks and my throat
Right
right
there.
there.
They're like a
That's that chubby bunny game all over again.
It's a whole another version you've never heard of.
All right. Well, I wanted to
But
get you on the show here for a couple of reasons. First of all, to hear about you gargling ball sacks. Second of all, well, you, in case people don't know, genius here, did all the artwork for our show, our new emblems and
it's baller.
banners and all that good stuff. And our Twitch icons, those are the words you use, right? Sure.
No.
Logos and banners
Yeah,
and
those
panels.
things that
Yeah,
he said
there
are
we
the
go.
things that he did for us, and they turned out awesome. I also
I'm
linked
just.
his portfolio that he just put up in chat there. Do you want to tell us about that?
So I've been trying to work on getting a portfolio done because I mean that's like seems to be the big way that people tend to get or art like the artists in the community tend to get like work, commission work and whatnot. So I was trying to work on it for like maybe about a good 5 6 months, but with the upcoming charity stream for stackup.org that Saint 14 Project is going to be holding, I decided to kind of let Average Joe know that if there's anything that I can do, let me know. And I told him that I will offer up like free artwork. It gets my name out there, but mainly I can at least give back because I don't have my own personal. I'm not the richest guy in the world, you know, so I don't got money that I can just toss at something that I would love to like help donate to a good cause like that. The most that I can give is time, and I mean they say time is money, but time, yeah. So I figured, you know what, if there's anybody that's willing to throw money at the charity stream for like logo and banner work, I will do it gladly for you guys for free. You guys just let me
That's
know
awesome.
who wins and I'll put it together. So he's like, yeah, cool, that's awesome, definitely do that. And then from that I was like, okay, so obviously they're gonna need a way to see what kind of work they'd be looking at, right? To see if they're even interested or if it's something that'll work for them. Because every artist has their own style, right?
Style.
Exactly. So I figure, you know what? Put a portfolio together. My style of art is in there. People want to see it. And then if they like it, then I can. I'm hoping they throw money at the screen. At Average Joe telling him to take the money and hand it over to stackup.org because I believe they're going to be helping kids and families, I think, of veterans that have mental issues or mental health issues and whatnot. So, like, and that's very important to me. One of the main reasons why I personally got into doing streaming for myself. Well, originally it was for just kind of gameplay film, just to kind of watch myself back. Because I'm one of those try-hard noobs or like plebs that want to do better in PvP. So that's what it was for originally. And then I heard about this thing called Extra Life. I don't know if you guys know about Extra Life.
I do.
But yes, I got myself involved with Extra Life. And last year I raised 200 for my first year. and I set a pretty damn lofty goal of 4,100. So, didn't quite get there, but same goal this year, and hopefully I'll be able to do more. It's kind of the goal.
Dude, that's
So, what's your
awesome.
favorite medium to use for your art?
You're talking about like
Do you use
digitally, like what
Photoshop
program
or,
I use? Oh
yeah.
yeah, I use Photoshop. That's like the only thing that I could get. I didn't pay for it, so I'm pretty sure that there are like a whole bunch of artists out there that actually pay for the product and stuff. I downloaded it because don't got money to pay for a subscription for that kind of stuff. I got two girls
Yeah.
and a wife and a house.
There's
Bills, like money
another.
is
Those
all
don't
called
cost
for, you know?
anything. You're crazy.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You know? So, yeah, no, but I use Photoshop. I know Young Khan has, he goes between Photoshop and Clip Studio, and he said that Clip Studio is like normally has a pretty good sale of the actual program from time to time. And if I can get myself a PC set up so I can stream some creative work and I can get an actual tablet with a display on it, then I think I might look into that. But for now, I will work with what I got. And
Yeah, see, that's
Photoshop is what I use.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's I like Photoshop a lot. I am not as well versed in it as I would like to be, but I understand. Like, because I like to do that kind of stuff too, although I'm nowhere near as good as you are.
Oh,
Because just
easy.
going off of the banner and stuff that you made for us, which is ridiculously awesome, that's just far and away above my skill level. But it's definitely a fun thing to get into and get some creative ideas up on a
Oh,
board
for
and
sure,
stuff
man.
like that.
Hey, dude, if you need any kind of help or questions, man, you can always hit me up. I'm in your guys' Discord. I don't know if any of you guys besides Elmer Fudd has joined our Discord, but you guys can always jump in, friend me, shoot me a message, man. I will help as much
Okay.
as I can. My main influences are like Young Khan and Jay Howard. Those are like my two big influences in terms of like why I started doing the artwork and whatnot. And you know, those are the guys that I go to. And if I have a question about something, I ask them, and you know, they're super chilled and relaxed and more than willing to like offer help. So yeah, man, you need any help, you let me know.
Okay. Yeah, I
Yeah, man.
definitely will.
For sure, bud.
Oh yeah, you can find his
And
tutorial videos on YouTube at xhanzomain.
that's not the same person.
Yeah, I was
God.
about to say.
It was
You think my name's Barack
I'm relapsing from last episode.
Obama?
Embarrassing.
Are you sure
Hey,
you're
where
not
is
the one
Cooper
falling
tonight?
asleep, Brett?
You what?
But are you sure you're not the one falling asleep?
You what?
I think
What?
that is part of the hearing falling asleep.
You what?
I'm gonna punch
Where
him.
where's Cooper?
Oh my God.
No, so it's funny you guys mentioned falling asleep because I actually remember like towards the end of D1, like the only raid that I did in D1 in general was the Taken King, and that's the only raid I finished from start to finish. Tried going through Crota, never had a group. Actually, no, I think Jay Howard took me through it once, but other than that, I never had a group that could go through it. And one time, I got picked up with a group of people that I've played with before, and I think we were waiting at the end before the witch part, and all of a sudden I hear. I'm like,
I'm
yo,
not sleeping, you're
oh my
sleeping.
God.
is someone like seriously sleeping? How do you fall asleep playing video games?
Don't ask.
Nick, do you remember when we raided with Josh that one time in Motion
Yes.
Vaults?
He fell asleep right before the second boss.
Oh my, we get it. He's been drinking hardcore. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm
No.
here to heal you. I've been drinking. This is sorry." And like right before we pull the second boss, you just hear like a keyboard slam and then silence. Hello? Hello?
What game is this?
This is World of Warcraft.
Oh my
back in the
goodness.
day.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it was so good. And then, you know, Nick's never fallen asleep randomly, but you know,
No.
ever. Like mid-conversation on the phone.
Wait, has he fallen asleep mid-conversation on the phone?
I just told you no, so, obviously. No, like he was mid-sentence. We're talking. He was into it. It wasn't like slowly he's like, yeah, so I just kind of. He's like, yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to be like.
He's
There was
not
no
kidding.
fading in or out on that.
Nothing,
It was
dude.
just like
Like, you could hear
he's also
the
had
last thing
it
I heard
when
was
I
the
have
phone hitting the
it
floor. It was so good.
He's also had it where I slowly fade.
Yeah, slowly
And
fading is
I've
fun
done
too.
that.
Oh my god, so good. Well,
It's
should
funny.
we talk some Destiny here? Since this is our
Nah.
Destiny themed one. Okay, that's fine with
Nah.
me. Let's talk some more DuckTales.
DuckTales.
I thought
Ooh.
we were
Okay,
talking about.
when I was a kid, I had a plastic Scrooge McDuck action figure.
Oh,
It was
yes.
literally, yes, it was literally my favorite
Nice.
toy. And mind you, I'm 30, so like when I was a kid, we're talking like 1843 years ago. But like,
In this,
no,
the
I mean,
17th year of
like
our Lord.
I carried that little thing everywhere. Everywhere. Like some kids have a teddy bear. No, I had Scrooge McDuck. Like, fuck you, you have kids.
The
Yeah,
DuckTales
Scrooge
movie
McDuck. Dude,
way back in the
I
day,
make
I watched it
32
so
in
much.
April, like, I make
The
32 in a month from today, all
Oh
right?
man.
And yeah.
Dude, I could be your
And
grandpa.
He is your grandpa. That's why we brought you on the show. So we went to Ancestry.com and we were looking at
There
your
we
DNA
go.
results. Nick is your grandpa. Congratulations.
Really?
Your family is complete.
Yeah. See,
Nick is also his own grandpa.
Damn,
We
see,
don't
now
talk about
that's
that.
Is
that's
also a really good
talented
song.
there.
Don't talk about that outside of Alabama or West Virginia.
Or Utah.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Who
Dang,
does this
throwing some
song a
shade.
Did I just go there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you
No, that's
did.
awesome.
That's
Ray
okay.
Stevens, I'm My Own
That's probably
Grandpa.
true.
It's a great song. Go listen to it.
I thought that was Johnny Cash. No, he did My Name Is Sue.
Yeah.
Or A Boy Named Sue. Boy Named Sue.
Oh my god. Oh my god. All right, so let's jump into this week at Bungie for March 22nd, 2018.
The 22nd day of the third month in the
Yes, the year of our
2018th
Lord.
year of our Lord.
Four score and 2 hours
Anno
ago,
Domini.
DMG04 posted a news article on
Start
Bungie.net.
date.
Start date.
That's what he should do. Oh my god, that'd be the best way to start these.
It
Captain's
would.
Log,
Start
Captain's
date
Log.
32751.4.
This week at
The
Bungie, we're
natives are
watching
in
the final
revolt.
section rallies for season two.
I
All
took
right.
my shirt off today and kissed Uhura.
Kissed
She didn't want it,
Uhura.
but I did it anyway because I'm the captain.
That's non-consent, and non-consent
Oh
is
my god.
wrong.
Her father
Look
is
at
here.
me.
Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
Does anybody watch Black Mirror?
Oh my god. I do
Why it
not.
gotta be black, man?
Yeah, man.
It's good.
No, the show, you
Oh, that makes it
I
better, does
know.
it? Check your privilege at
Yes,
the
it
door.
does. You know what? You can just bite me.
Damn, you'd like that. All right,
I'm
so this
right
is
and
the
I
last
like it.
faction rally for season two. After or we are in the middle of a faction rally right now, for those of you that didn't know. Surprise.
We are?
What?
What's this faction rally?
Wait, really? We are?
We are in the middle of a faction rally. Look at that.
What? What are the weapons?
Araction Valley.
Let's
Erection?
hear.
Erection?
Erection
Erection
Valley.
phallus? What?
There you
I think
Erection phallus.
Dead Orbit and Future Warcold are getting a sniper rifle, and New Anarchy's a grenade launcher, I think. I think. I don't know.
So
Oh, and by the
all
way, do
three
you
have
beep out
terrible
anything
weapons.
there, FUD?
No, I don't beep anything out,
No.
dude. I'm too lazy to do that.
Oh, so we can actually say words that we don't get to like say on ours then, huh?
Yeah, go for it, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, I
We are
mean,
not
if
a
you want to say
family-friendly
xylophone,
I mean,
if you
we
want
are
to
on
say
Twitch right now,
xylophone, we're not
so.
going to stop you.
True.
Also, Brett
I
doesn't
think I've
have that
actually
kind
said
of
it on
time.
Twitch
Yeah,
before too,
I'm
though.
too lazy to edit anything, so if people complain about it, I'll go, well, just skip those 3 seconds. Like, it's not my problem.
Look, this is your
I didn't
fault
tell him
for not
what to
being
say and
mature
what
enough to
not to
listen to
say.
this.
Right? Whatever. I didn't make him sign anything before he came on the show. Whatever. He's a
You had
direct
to sign stuff
representative
before we
of
came
Destiny
on
Addicts
here?
Podcast. They can deal with the consequences. Whatever.
Well,
If someone
we do
complains, I'll
deal with
just link him to you.
consequences all
Right.
the
All right, shut up, everybody. Here we go.
time.
Here we go. God, God. This week at Bungie, faction rally is going on. They decided that faction rally is boring. And so, after this week is over, we have no more faction
Okay.
rally till season three. And they're going to attempt to make it exciting. How cool is that? Did you. Oh, Russell, you don't read anything. I was actually going to read to you what they said last week, their goals for what they want to do with the faction rally. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, okay. I want to get your guys' opinion on this, though. What do you guys even think about the faction rallies? Like, compared
I've
to
said this
D1.
before.
Let me say this. If you pledged one time and that was your pledge for your account, I think it would be a different story.
Definitely.
And I also think that everything you do should just earn points towards your faction. I don't think there should
Exactly.
be this whole token turn-in bullshit.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
Like
think you just hit the nail on the
what
head for like
should have happened
90% of
is
people.
they should have kept it the same as D1 in my opinion. Like if they kept the factions the same as D1, right? Where you gain your points and whatnot to get to open packages for whatever faction you pledge to, and you can change the faction like on a weekly basis, like you have a 7-day like wait period, right, from one change to the next. If they did that and then made the faction rallies actually have like specific armor or loot per faction that was different from your regular loot pool, that would have made the game a little more interesting in terms of faction
Are you
rallies.
saying, are you trying to tell me to my face that you don't like reskins?
And
Dude, you're on your own
yeah.
there. I'm pretty sure everyone loves it. All right.
And by everyone, he means no one.
Nobody. Nobody.
Everyone,
Synchromeshi has
and
updated
not a
me.
one, no one
They're
is
going to make it
reskinned.
exciting. They're introducing dragons that chase around. Or is it war camels that spawn randomly?
I
I'm
would
all for
take a
that.
war camel.
Yeah,
Give me a
dude.
chocobo that
Forget the
looks like a war
sparrow. I want a war
camel.
camel.
Where's Kendall Gibble when you need him?
Ooh.
Not here.
Yeah. Yeah, part of me wants to say thank God, but part of me is also curious. All right,
No
so there
part
we
of me
go.
is curious.
So the big thing here, I'm gonna paraphrase here because I'd have to say this week at Bungie, after reading it a few times, was very corporate. They said a lot of stuff without saying a lot of stuff. So I'm gonna just paraphrase here. So
Are you
basically, this is
surprised?
the last faction rally. They're gonna try to make it more interesting in the future. We don't know exactly how. They're retouched on the Nightfall scoring, and that they are adding the Nightfall unique rewards. And they voted with the community, and the community wanted it to be a surprise and not to have everything pictured on the TWAB. So, as the next few weeks come out and we get new Nightfalls, you are going to discover those via the actual community, who will have to find it and then post what these items are. So that is actually kind of cool that we're actually going to have mystery. Again,
Best.
I'm kind of really cool with that.
Me too.
Part of me kind of wanted like one armor piece just so I could be like, oh yeah, it's not a reskin like they said. Because this is the if you remember when they came up with the Iron Banner ship and they were like, we're not going to picture it because you need to go find it. And I was like, it's a reskin with the Iron Banner symbol on it. Like, I've learned not to get too excited now. And they're like, it's a mystery.
I
It's a
don't tell
mystery what
anybody.
means.
Wrong that I'm holding out a lot of hope for Gods of Mars.
I've got a lot of hope for it. No, I'm waiting for that. I think everyone's super like, bring it on. We're ready for some new stuff.
If there's not a big patrol area that I can literally just dive into for hours on end, I don't know how long I can keep playing D2.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean,
Don't talk to me,
yes,
Russell.
it's oh, well, okay, well, never mind.
Man, no one can talk to
Kidding.
you, right?
Whoa.
Jeez, jeez.
Whoa, Tired Nick is cranky Nick. Hello. Actually, Tired Nick is just like normal Nick.
You're not
Nick, where'd you go,
wrong.
man?
I fell asleep.
So the what I was gonna say is, I mean, I get that. I mean, I definitely want something that's bigger than Mercury because I feel like Mercury was super small.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But at the same time, I mean, like, it's fun. It's still fun going around Mercury. It gets old after a while, and sometimes when you have your public events or when you're trying to farm for certain things, it can definitely get really old. But it's still fun to go every once in a while. I like the public event, even though I've got it memorized and I could probably do it with my eyes closed at this point. I mean that, but that's just me. I mean, do I think that there are things that change that could improve? Certainly, but that doesn't mean that I don't like anything that's going on with Destiny 2. You know what I mean? It's still a fun game. I still enjoy playing it. I just wish they would improve on certain things.
Well, you
Well,
know
okay,
what killed
so
me?
I,
Oh, sorry.
sorry. No. I don't know if you guys all listen to our podcast, but there was one point where we were talking about things that could have at least made the at least season two portion of everything kind of a little more interesting. Like, what did you guys think about the Taken King and when they actually had the Court of Orcs?
Oh, I loved it.
Amazing.
I loved
I
it.
thought it was
I've been
the Taken
waiting
King
for
was an
something like
awesome
that.
expansion. So
The
you imagine
Archon's
if they did
Forge, too.
some, yeah. But the Archon's Forge wasn't necessarily as good as the Court of Orcs, because the Court of Orcs, there's like more things you could actually get, in my opinion, right? Like in terms of the rewards were a little more rewarding, in my opinion. Maybe that was
Rewards,
just
I
me.
agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I think it was easier to spawn and end up in like an endless cycle. Okay, let me rephrase that all. I think it just general gameplay, I had more fun just chilling in the Archon's Forge helping other people than I
I'll
ever
agree to
did
that.
helping randoms in
No,
the
that
court.
makes sense. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, that
And
makes
usually
sense.
I'd find way more people when I'd go to Archon's Forge, and I think the reason it stuck with me more is because we had a lot of nights where the group of us would just go in there and we'd just mindlessly spend probably the next 2 hours just talking life and getting over things with each
Yep.
other, just mindlessly doing Archon's Forge over and over.
I used to love using the because I was horrible with my glimmer in D1, and I used to use the item that got you extra glimmer from killing fallen enemies.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I would use that, and then we would spend, 2 hours in the forge, and by the end, I'd be glimmer capped.
Yeah, that was a
There you
really cool thing. Also, when you had a new
go. Well, where I
weapon,
was
when you
going with
actually had to
it.
level them up, that was a great place to do
Yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah. But where I was going with it is imagine if they actually did something like with that same concept, but using the Infinite Force. That
Yeah,
would be
no, I want
awesome.
them to do something
Basically,
else with
right?
the
What
Infinite
it
Forest.
should have been used for from the beginning.
Exactly. That's what and that's what I thought it was going to be used
What?
for,
Yep.
right?
Well, that's exactly how they described it before it came out.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine if they actually had a Horde mode in the Infinite Force?
What I thought we were going to
Yep.
Like,
Agreed.
I'm pretty sure there'd be so much more people that'd actually be playing it and enjoying it so much more, man. At least
That's
that's
true.
just
They sh
my opinion.
they should have made maybe a couple of more events that they put in the Infinite Forest and some objectives to accomplish instead of just putting everything on Mercury as far as like the public events and stuff like that go. Because I think that the Infinite Forest is a really cool idea, especially with it being procedurally generated. It doesn't get boring. It doesn't get boring as fast as just recycling Mercury over and over and over again. You know what I mean?
And what do you guys think about those heroic adventures?
Oh,
I
the
think
Infinite
that, in
Forest.
my opinion, fell really flat.
We loved it.
Yeah.
I think, especially Nick, you got really into it when we first started doing those. And then,
Okay.
yeah, that was like night and day. It was like, this is the greatest thing. I'm bored.
But that's what I mean,
It's
right?
like,
Like,
well, once you
when you went to
realize there's
the.
only three variations, you're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because think about it, when you went to the Archon's Forge or the Court of Orcs, there's always like people that needed to accomplish something or like charge up different runes by doing like the smaller ones and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like at least, and then at one point you'd have like eight or nine different people in one space, and it just got like crazy with, especially when the Gjallarhorn came back. Like it just got crazy with rockets and everything like that. And then come D2, and they have like the hugest potential for it, and they do nothing with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very disappointing.
You're speaking to our hearts.
I
You're
try,
being
man. I
my
try.
voice. I'm normally like the super negative one that is super pissed at Bungie.
Well, it, dude, like, D1. So first, for myself, first part of D1, I've kind of fell off and started playing Assassin's Creed Unity. I would say after the first 6 months after it dropped. So I didn't play through, like, the first two downloads, like DLCs, even though I had the season pass. But I had them. They were downloaded and whatnot. I kind of came back into it when the Taken King came back around, because I started, like, I seen the preview in the trailer for it. I'm like, what? That looks dope. So, seeing the hunter with the bow, the void, and everything. I'm like, okay, cool. So you know what? So I fired Destiny back on, started playing some PvP so that I wasn't like too bad at it as soon as the Taken King came back. And yeah, since the Taken King, dude, like all of the rest of D1, in my opinion, was like kind of changed my gaming, I would say, because that like was literally the only game I would play ever. I didn't touch, but like I didn't touch any other game. Like I, and I. This is one thing that I always say in on our podcast, but I still have my original pre-order bonus on Assassin's Creed Syndicate. So when you pre-ordered it, you had 6 hour XP boost, a 6 or 8 hours of XP boost. I still have like 6 hours left. That's
Yeah.
how long I never played the game. And D2 came out, and you know, I picked up Assassin's Creed Origins, and I don't know if I want to go back to Syndicate. Origins is really fun, man.
Is really good.
Syndicate gets really
Really.
boring really fast. I played
Yeah,
Syndicate because I'm a big
it's
Assassin's
just.
Creed fan.
Oh yeah, no, same with me, man. Like I played every single one on console.
It just, there was just something about
I didn't
Syndicate
even
that
buy it. That was
never.
how, like, I saw trailers and I was like, nope, that doesn't look interesting to me at all.
I mean,
Well, you
it
know
had
what
some
sucks?
interesting stuff. It just, it felt like it plateaued super quickly.
I don't know. I think it was just too
Well, it's a
modern
lot of
for what I
repetition, right? After
imagine
you
Assassin's Creed.
see, one thing that I thought Assassin's Creed like could have really taken off with was like with ninjas and stuff. Like when you think of assassins, you think of ninjas. At
Oh,
least
yeah.
that's what I do,
Yeah,
right?
I'm waiting for like feudal
And
Japan and all that stuff to happen.
well, dude, did you know that they came up with a China one? And
Wasn't it on like
well, I think it
mobile or
was,
something?
yeah. Not mobile. They put it onto the Vita, and then they tried remastering it to put it onto the PlayStation 4, but it's still 2D, like two-dimensional gameplay with 3D graphics. In my opinion, that's horrible, dude. Like China,
Yeah, you
okay?
can't do that.
Yeah, like the Chinese are like basically there's like ninjas, like their version of a ninja, right? Assassin's Creed could have taken that like years and years beyond what they took it, and they just didn't do anything with it. Sorry, we went straight from Destiny to Assassin's Creed podcast now,
That's usually the way our
Right.
podcast
Welcome to Just Some Creed, episode number 17.
But I'm just saying, like, they could have done so much more, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm
I
going to hit on
agree.
one more quick thing. That's really the only other important thing in the TWAB, and then we can be done with it. Because literally, the only thing was the faction rally, the Nightfall rewards, and then we did that. Russell, you'll like this.
Oh, okay. I'm
Crucible
paying attention now.
isn't just getting updates to game modes to speed up gameplay. Starting in Destiny Update 1.1.4, the competitive playlist will also feature a quitter penalty.
Oh, thank
We're getting information
God.
on
That'll be
that.
interesting come like for coming to competitive play.
Because the competitive playlist, I'm going to read this real quick, buddy. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Then we can dive into it.
No, you read away, buddy.
Because the competitive playlist disables join in progress, leaving matches early for any reason can ruin people's games. Starting in 1.1.4, we're adding a system that can issue temporary restrictions, which is exactly what we thought. 30 minutes in length for habitual quitters. That's good. If they say down below that it starts smaller and then like the more you quit, it goes up to 30 minutes. So,
what does it start at though? Does it actually give you a starting timer? Like for your first match that you quit?
No. Are you Bungie giving us more than one number? What? Come on.
No, they give you multiple numbers on different items. Nothing regarding the same thing.
No, yeah, it literally just says 30 minutes in length for habitual quitters and lower down. They say, we understand basically that leaving a match early, like sometimes is like, I'm getting the door for a food delivery or getting a kid or something. Oh, yeah. And so that's why they're starting it small in case something like just happens to happen, you know. What's a couple minutes? But if you're constantly leaving all the time, then you deserve 30 minutes.
Yes.
So they're not saying sucks to suck.
Basically. Which is what that's what that whole thing. We're adding quitter penalty. Big letters. Sucks to suck. Next. That's really everything else that's on here is just like nothing that anyone cares about. I'm just throwing that out there. So there we go. We're done with the TWAB. Look at how exciting was that. The Nightfall scores were super high again. Who'd have thought?
Just haven't fixed that bug, huh? Really?
Nope. Yeah, they're still all like 290,000 plus. Yeah.
Jeez.
So there we go.
I put my opinion down on my podcast. What classes does everybody main? I know, Brett, Warlock. You're a Titan, right?
Titan for life, baby.
Mm-hmm. Warlock for life.
Okay.
And I started as a hunter, and I've switched over to a warlock because their healing abilities are insane.
Mm-hmm. The rift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite warlock is and remains Stormcaller.
Okay. So I'm probably the only hunter in this party right now, then.
All
right.
I was a hunter for all of Kingsfall in D1.
I was just going to say, I think I might go back to a hunter once they put the fixes for the mobility in, because I feel like I enjoy being a hunter. I thought that it was a lot of fun, but their first of all, their dodge ability is not as good as the other classes. With a shield and a rift being able to be put down, and then a hunter's get a dodge that really doesn't do much except reload your weapon, you know, it kind of, once I switched to a warlock, I was like, oh man, being able to throw down a rift is way better than being able to dodge. Mm-hmm. But once I put the fixes in where it disrupts their auto aim and they fix the issue of the mobility, I'll probably go back.
The thing is though, dodge right now actually does all of that, and it actually, for like the tracking nades, it throws the tracking off, period. Like it shuts the tracking down automatically. When you use dodge.
It doesn't feel like it does, though.
No, but it does. So, like, if you take a hunter into, like, say, Crucible, and someone throws a skip nade at you, and you dodge, the skip nades will drop right in front of you, and they will not touch you. Same thing with the action bolt. But what they're doing with the update is they're going to give you that... they're going to give you... It's going to be, like, a delayed...
it's the initial dodge.
Kind of deal. Yeah, so like the dodge, you're going to be able to dodge it, right? It's going to, as long as the dodge is in effect, like especially like when you go invis, right? Mm-hmm. The nade will stop tracking you until you are out of the animation. But when you're out of the animation, you're going to get hit by it, right?
I gotcha.
Same thing with skip nades. In my opinion, because I am a hunter main, that is like... the worst thing they could have ever done, because the hunters are as it is, and I think I listened back to the podcast, and I did say that they are underpowered, and they are, in my opinion, because they don't have many abilities that can outplay another class in terms of abilities, right? Yeah. Like, for the Titan, you got overshield when you do your melee if you're using Bubble Titan. Right, Or you got suppressor nades. You can shut down a super with a damn grenade, man. You don't even need an actual
Shoot,
super to
yeah.
shut him down. You know? The hunter has tether for that, but that's the super cost right there.
Right.
There's nothing. You got titans that have shields. You have warlocks that have rifts. Like, if you're in a gunfight, you can literally drop a rift at
And
the
survive.
right time, exactly, and survive a gunfight, whereas a hunter
Yeah.
doesn't have that. Right? You're gonna dodge to throw someone's aim assist off for like a split second, and I
Yeah.
don't know about you when you've been well like when you've played with your hunter, but I've been killed in animation dodging.
Oh yeah, all the time.
So like I don't see what they're actually doing to benefit the hunters. I think they're just bringing that class like that yeah, that class in general down even further than where it is right now.
Well, I
Hey
don't think because
listeners,
they have a mobility workflow
I'm sorry, we just kind
then.
of had silence for the last 3 minutes. So basically what Genius was saying is he wished he played a Titan.
Back with that again, huh? All right, all right, all right.
Sorry for the
Ooh,
audio
playing
glitch.
dirty.
I'm gonna look into that. Something weird happened with the recording. That's embarrassing, guys.
Jeez. You gotta
Did
fix
Nick
that,
fall
man.
asleep?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard you snoring for a second.
Oh, I was faking.
Oh.
We
Oh.
were talking about like Peter Jackson's King Kong movie, right? That's the last topic.
Oh my God, dude, that movie
Kidding.
was so long. Jesus Christ. Get to
Jesus,
the
I'm
fucking
with you.
monkey already.
So
Joseph Smith
basically, you're
was an
saying
asshole.
hunters are as cool as King Kong?
Uh,
If
probably
that's the
cool
case,
as
then
cool as the
that's what
movie
I got
was, 'cause
coming.
that movie was awful. I actually really
Oh,
liked
dang.
PJ's King Kong, just saying.
I did too. Well, I
You're
thought it was
racist.
good. I didn't think it
It
was
was all right.
great.
It
I
was
said I
like
liked it. I didn't say
way
it
too
deserved
old.
an
Academy Award.
Are you sure that's not what you said?
Yeah.
Because that's
I'm
what I
pretty sure
heard.
I heard that, yeah.
Russell.
What movie
Yes?
is it? I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie
Go
with
shave your butthole.
go shave your butthole. Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
Dude,
Or
you need to
Tracy Morgan.
change. I'm sorry. You need to change your voicemail. Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm currently shaving
I'm
my
shaving my
butthole.
I hate Tracy Morgan.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
No, the part where he's like, King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Oh gosh, what is that movie?
It was a cop movie. I can't remember the name of it right now. It's like just
Yeah.
blanking on it.
It sounds super
Tracy.
familiar. And I remember that line, but I cannot for the life of me remember the movie.
Was it Cop Out?
Yes, Cop Out, that's the one.
Thank you,
Good
Cinco
call,
Messi.
Google
You're the
searcher.
man.
Whatever, Brett looked it up online.
No,
Don't
someone
let
in
him
chat
fool
told
you.
me.
Oh.
I have all the power.
There are still people in chat.
Atreus.
We haven't lost everybody in chat yet.
How have they not killed us?
Well, we were losing them,
Seriously.
and then the Titan conversation happened where it's the best, and people stayed around.
Oh,
Okay,
righty, yeah.
so you
Oh,
know
here
how
he goes.
okay,
He's
get
drifting.
this. This is what?
That was the big yawn.
Who?
Here it comes.
Yeah, I am drifting.
We'll get rolling
No.
for you, bud. Go ahead.
No. This is honest. This is legit titties. So, you know,
Titties.
legit titties. So,
I
you know
like
how
when you say legit titties.
there have been problems with Dawnblade since day one. Okay. And you know how recently, I almost said Blizzard because I've been playing Overwatch so much lately. Bungie, like their response to the issues with Dawnblade are that well, we're gonna extend the duration so that you can do one extra, you know,
Cast.
like slash, whatever you wanna call it. Excuse me, like that's what you're giving us?
Well, they're also
One.
fixing the in-air accuracy problem, where once you jumped with it, you were like, I can't aim at anything. I'm gonna throw it straight in the sky.
I see, I never had that problem.
I never
Oh
had
yeah,
that problem
I've heard a
either.
lot of people having that problem.
I think that the aim assist in the air is basically just regarding guns, no? Because
I think that
that's
was in
one
the
thing
super
that's.
section. I'm pretty sure.
It was guns. It was guns
Yeah,
because one
it
of
was for
the
guns. Because in D1, right, when
Never
like a lot of
mind.
people use the aerial
You're
space when it came to
fucked.
like using hand cannons and stuff. So and
Yeah.
but in D2, for some reason, when you do jump for your first jump, the ADS time is so much slower than it is in D1. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it changes your aerial gunfights big time.
Well, I
I
know
can't
one
even
of
do
the
aerial gunfights anymore. I remember that
one of
being a thing in D1, but in D2 it's been, yeah,
Yeah, the
impossible.
second
Yeah,
I press jump, I'm like,
team
what?
shots is the only shots in D2.
Go ahead, Nick
One of
Seven.
the ways that the Oh, that's fine. What are the
Here's number two.
major draw yep, one of the major draws to the Dawnblade was that one like one of the two subclass options you got was to like shoot while you're airborne, but your
Yeah.
accuracy went down the toilet.
Yeah.
They're fixing that. It wasn't supposed to happen like
You're
that.
talking about
Your
Angel of Light,
accuracy.
right?
I don't know
I
what
think
the
so.
perk's called. I'm not that much of a fan of Dawnblade. But that's what they're fixing.
Oh, okay.
I was a fan with all the promo art and everything until I played it, and then I was no longer a fan.
Okay, so did you lose your fandom at the beta, or did you lose your fandom at the drop of D2?
I lost my fandom as soon as I actually tried to use it in a practical manner, so not the beta.
Okay.
I just, like, the minute I unlocked Stormcaller, it was Stormcaller or Devour White Walker.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that, because, like, the first time you use a super, you were like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. And then we actually, I think we were, was it a Curse match or a Strike? And you were like, this is the
It
worst
was
thing I've ever used in my life.
the first strike that we did in the actual game, like not Inverted Spire in the beta, because I was like, oh, it's still a beta, they have time. And nope, apparently they didn't have time. Yeah, I
Surprise.
mean,
So when I first switched over to Warlock, the Dawnblade, I mean, it's a cool thing. Like, stylistically, it's very cool having this flaming angel of that throws swords at people is a
Yeah, but it
very
doesn't.
cool thing.
Well, it's
Yeah. It
just
doesn't
like
do
communism. It
shit.
looks really cool on paper.
Hey, communism works in my house.
That explains a lot. I haven't seen Jake in a while.
Who?
Oh, right. Sorry, we don't talk about that. Here comes the guy with the hoods now.
Okay.
Ah!
No, we don't. We're not practicing communists. We're practicing Marxists, and I'm also kidding there. Or
Just
am
to
I?
clarify here.
Right. We're getting there.
So yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Like once you actually use it, it's not as good. I mean, stylistically, again,
It
very, very
sucks.
cool. But once you actually use it, you get three swords, which is, I feel like, less even. I feel like it should be a timer, like Stormcaller,
I
or
feel like it's
like
six. I feel like I would launch five or six.
I think you're
was
right,
it five
yeah.
or six?
Seven.
I don't know. It feels like three.
You
Three
might as
on some
well.
weird
Well, I know.
sword.
I think I was talking to Russ the other day. We were doing Iron Banner, and it's like the one super that when someone pops it, I'm like, eh, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll
You can
just jump
avoid
in the
elemental
air.
easily.
They'll never hit me. Everything's
You
fine.
so you do you, like can you get off more the quicker you actually like throw it, or does it not matter and
No.
it's just all about the animation at that point?
Pretty much doesn't matter.
Really? That
Like
sucks, 'cause
the bar drops, but it doesn't. Like you have to wait a long time if you don't want to throw your full the full capacity.
'Cause I think when it's with the quiver, right, for the Night Stalker, I didn't know you could actually throw six until I got shot with it like three times, and then I seen three more come out of the same guy. I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought quiver literally just gave you three shots, but no, it gives you basically as many as you can get off in the super time. It's crazy.
I didn't know that either. I thought it only gave you three.
Do you know what
Yeah,
does
no,
feel
and you
good?
can get like
Keep going.
six of them.
Do you know what does feel good? Sunbreaker Titan. That's all I'm saying.
Shut the Sunbreaker down, baby.
Oh, it feels so good.
I
Ba-cling!
do. even though it doesn't work super well in PvP, I enjoy the hunter, I forget what it's called. Their electricity super.
The arc. Yeah, the
Arc Strider.
Arcstrider? Yeah.
Arc Strider, thank you.
But hey, you heard all the changes. It's going to be really good soon.
Has really
Hopefully.
good neutral game, right, for the Arc Strider. Has really good neutral game. And if you're like if you ever played Gunslinger with incendiary grenade, like you can actually bounce it off of objects, right, to get it to where you need to be. And it's the same thing with the skip nades. Normally, what I'll do is if I'm behind a wall and I know that someone's like on the opposite side of that wall and there's a wall in front of us and we're just kind of playing that game to see who's gonna peek first, skip nade comes out, chases him down into like, or chases him out of the space that I need and just gives me another angle to get on top of him, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I wish they had something similar to their grenade. I do enjoy the skip nade. But I feel like it doesn't do as much damage as any
No,
of
it's
the
not
other
strong enough.
classes.
Absolutely.
And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like
Yep,
it
nope.
should do a little bit more damage because, you know, warlocks and titans, they get that suppression grenade that just lasts forever and does tons and tons of damage. Hunters, nothing.
Oh yeah, like well yeah, so like you said, right, for the Titan they got the suppressor nade for the Void class, and then for your what is it called? What is a shoulder charge one? Shoot. Just can't remember right now. But for
Maybe you
them
should
they do
play
the
one, you'll
pulse
know.
nade. Yeah.
You should try it. I think you'll be stuck.
Nah.
And then for your warlocks, like I've even noticed that the strength of the Axiom bolts are stronger than it is for the skip nades. You know? And yeah, like I said, and I'm sure if Kendall Gibble was here, he'd be like, "You said that they weren't underpowered, but you're trying to say that they are." Yes, they are very underpowered.
That sounded just
And
like him, man. That was good. Nick, how are you doing? Do you need us to start wrapping this up for you, bud?
no, I'm all right. No, if anything, I'll duck out. I'm sorry, I'm in Eastern time, so I'm like super tired.
it's all
No,
good, dude.
we're
You're
creeping up
about
on an
what,
hour and a
1
half, so
p.m.
we can
or 1
start
a.m.
wrapping up here.
Yeah, we're at 1 a.m.
I'm about a minute away from 12, so it's midnight for me.
Well, anything else we want to cover real
We're
quick
on the
before we
same
start
time
wrapping up here,
zone.
buddy?
Well, I just quick wanna. Oh shit! I'm starting to yawn, Mom.
There's number three.
I had a point that I wanted to make, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, Arc Strider. It's one of the most power. The depressing thing about Arc Strider being so garbage in the Crucible is that it's so good in a lot. I
PV.
mean, I'm not even gonna go with some. I'm gonna go with a lot or most aspects of PvE. Aside from boss fights, and even during boss fights, like the add clear capability of the Arc Strider,
Oh, it's insane.
Stormcaller is the only other subclass that can match it.
No, that makes
Well, and
sense.
even it, I've
And
been able to
it's a sh
take
it,
down
well, it's
bosses. Go ahead.
not the raid bosses though. Like, I mean, if you jump up in your Arc Strider against Emperor Kallus, then you're just like,
Oh no. Well,
let's
I mean, yeah.
reevaluate your position in the universe.
But
But
Nightfalls and
no,
stuff like
like,
that.
it's not fair for the grenades that the Arc Strider gets to be second to the like grenades that the Warlock and the Titan are getting. I just don't think that's okay, especially because in D2 their mission from the beginning has been trying to balance and equalize and, dare I say, casualize. There's four.
There's number four.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
No, for sure. Yeah,
Maybe
it sucks
no
to have
bigger.
that,
Oh,
like,
shoot.
I love using this in PvE, and I'm going to go to the Crucible, and now I have to play something I don't necessarily like, so I can be
Right.
effective.
Like, you should be able to continue to play the same class, even if it means you switch to a different, subclass of the subclass. Yeah, that
Tree
makes
or
sense.
whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got what you're
That's
saying.
one thing I
Different
did.
cluster.
That's one thing I did not like about them changing to the subclasses is adding perk trees instead of actually giving you the option to change your loadout to your personal gameplay style.
Yeah, there was something endearing about being able to choose, like I, and it's the same argument that people made back when World of Warcraft changed from their talent trees to the talent options. It's like that the talent tree to the talent chart, and it's like, oh well, you're minimizing our customizability and our freedom to choose. It's like, yes, it reminds me of that old adage, everyone, or opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, but some stink.
And some of them are
You know.
shaved.
Yeah.
And some
So
of them are shaved.
it's like
And according to Sync, some of them are like fist-sized or
it's a black hole.
ew, ew, ew.
Hey,
But
some
no,
people
like
like
it's only
that.
pinky sized.
Like some like, oh I wanna choose my own perks or choose my own talents. Okay, cool, you do that. Meanwhile, I'm gonna go actually try and do something that makes sense. You know, you might as well be playing Barney hide and seek with your Titan or a Warlock or Hunter. So, like, I get that, but at the same time, then let's make the two options that you're giving us things that are both perfectly viable, rather than one that is like Sea Devourer Warlock versus the other tree, Chaos or whatever. I don't even know what it's called because it sucks compared to Devourer. Like, why even have the other one at that point then? So, I don't know.
Oh, well, with that
Tis.
point, like, I mean, in D1, I would change my the talents or whatever you want to call them all the time, and I chose ones that I kind of like in D2, and I haven't touched them since like the game launched. Honestly, I'm like,
Well,
yep, this is
and
good for me.
conversely, I was a Sunsinger in D1, and I set my abilities and never touched them, or my perks, and I never touched them. Never touched them.
Same.
So. But it's like if you're trying to find a happy medium, then actually find a happy medium. Don't recreate exactly what you just tried to not create or perpetuate in a different way. Like, what is it Sigourney Weaver's character says in Avatar? If you're gonna piss on us, at least have the courtesy of calling it rain. Like,
Well, they did call it rain. Because they told us it was something better when it wasn't.
okay, don't talk to me, Russell. Go
to go
home and
back to an old Clint
shut
Eastwood movie, we have a saying where I come from: don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
There you go.
Well, should we start wrapping this up, guys?
No.
Let's get everyone to bed.
No.
I'm tired of listening to you.
Who needs bed? Who
I
needs
was
sleep?
born with my ears, so I can listen.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I was
Yeah,
like,
right. I was like,
is this inane sleep ramble or is this
I've seen a house
actual
fly. I've even seen her.
Superfly, but I bet
But
you had never
I've
seen
never
a
seen a
donkey
donkey
fly.
fly. That's right. I'm a talking flying donkey.
No, so no one gets, like, people who don't
I thought we were
randomly get
recording
Shrek
Dumbo,
references,
and then we were
just
then we were
no.
recording Shrek.
No, seriously, like, in day-to-day life, you'll hear people like saying names like, oh hey, Harold, Frank, Harold, and I'll just jump up like, donkey. And if no one laughs, I don't want anything to do with that group of people.
I do not want to talk to them ever
I'm like, I don't
again.
need that kind of negativity in
Oh,
my life.
that'll do, donkey. That'll
That'll
do.
do.
Donkey.
All right, let's
You know,
start
I
wrapping
didn't
this up.
realize for the
If you just
longest
start
time.
humming.
I didn't realize for the longest time that that was Charlotte's Web. So it's a quote from Charlotte's Web. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Oh, I
Yeah.
didn't
Or
know
no,
that. No, it's a
babe.
quote from
Babe.
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 Yes, Babe.
It had a
How do
pig in
you?
it, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but one has James Cromwell in it and the other doesn't.
Absolutely.
I
don't know
Bah
who James
ram
Cromwell
you.
is. Oh, he's the guy from Babe.
Shake me tree. Bah ram you. He's like one of the only humans in Babe,
All
Russell.
right.
Come on.
Master
There are
Elrond, where can
people in
this pig
Babe?
stay? He can stay in
I
the
thought he was
barn.
computer animated.
No, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What's the thing, Nick?
Oh
I got
God.
nothing.
Yep, that's what I thought.
I
Genius, why don't you
mean,
go ahead and start us out in the sign-offs here. Tell us where people can find you, your art, and then your show and all that stuff. Since you guys just made a change.
right, well, you can find me, Genius93, on Twitter at TheGenius93. That's JEANIUS, or you can find me on Twitch, Genius93. You can find my portfolio at setgraphics.weebly.com. And you can find me, I believe Bush tries to get our episodes out every Thursday, with Destiny Addicts Podcast. We are on Anchor now. That's where we have changed to. So I believe we're still trying to figure out all of the RSS feeds to make sure that we're automatically uploaded if you are subscribed to us on all the ways possible. And if you guys want in, you can email us at destinyaddictspodcast@gmail.com. And yeah. Thank you guys for having me on with you guys.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, out of the way.
Remember now, we're at episode
Elmer Fudd's coming through. Time to botch this up. Thank you for joining us for Just Some Guardians, episode 17. We do the show, we do it live as twitch.tv/JustSomeGuardians. You can find us on Twitter at JSGCast. You can email us pictures of Dick Cheney at JustSomeGuardians@gmail.com. I did actually check Remember this time beforehand to see if we have any new reviews for you to read live for Genius, and we don't. So that's sad. Nick, do you want to describe what happens with the reviews?
If you leave a review for me on iTunes, and I said for me because it's for me, on iTunes, with 5 stars, actually, I don't even care about the star count.
Yeah, we
anymore.
Really don't care about the
leave
stars.
1 star. if you leave a 1-star review, I want to know why, so you better have a good explanation or you getting called out. And I will Google Maps your ass. No, you leave a review on iTunes.
That's the one we'll read on the show.
Yeah, leave a review on iTunes, and whatever you type in the review, I will read live on the show, and also available for those of you that view or that listen to us during your daily commute or whatever. God have mercy on your souls, via podcast, in whatever voice or accent that you request. So if you were to request that I read it as Jigglypuff from Pokemon, then that's how Jigglypuff. I end up reading it.
Isn't that just saying Jigglypuff over and over again?
Shh, you're not supposed to tell them that. That'd be the easiest review to read ever.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
So, no, just do that, and,
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
We all know.
I totally had Kung Pao chicken takeout earlier and spilled some of it on the floor. And I was just admiring the fact that the carpeting looks perfectly clean because my dog decided that her second life will be as a mop. So, like, it's perfectly clean. Thank you, Annika. You're a beautiful dog.
That's beautiful.
No, you don't have to claim it.
Where can people find you, Nick?
They can find me at my house, usually sitting on the couch, which is just through the front door to the left. Or they can find me on the Twitters at HeWhoFights or PlayStation at HWF-7, the number force.
The number force?
Yeah, the number force.
That is 19, for anyone that's wondering. Russell, I'm assuming you still have nothing.
It's not true, you wee bites.
Russell, you got nothing? All right, Russell's gone. He's got nothing, guys. He's nowhere on the internet.
Do you ever wonder, Russell? Russell can be found inside your DNA.
Yes. He is everyone's nephew.
That is where Russell can be found. He's that DNA dude that you see in Jurassic Park that's explaining how they splice dino DNA.
No, you gotta Russell. Say it right. You gotta say dinosaurs.
A dinosaur.
And we gotta go inside the dinosaurs.
Dinosaur. We have a T-Rex.
Oh my god. Well, I am Elmer Fudd. You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Elmer Fudd Games, double M double D. And there we go. Thank you once again for joining us for Just Some Guardians episode 17. Russell, I would normally say take us out, but I don't think you're here. Damn. Nick, don't let me down. Take us out.
Join us next time for Hot Pockets and Steam Broccoli.
Ah, damn it.
Hot data now.
Damn. Join us next week for Mutual Chaos and Utter Incompetency on Just Some Guardians.
Darn, I was so close.
And scene. Oh, my God. That's the show, guys. Oh, look at you go.
That was lovely.
Well, thanks for having me on.
I hate it.
We barely talked about Destiny. Oh, well.
It's okay.
There isn't much to talk about.
Exactly.
We said the word this week in Bungie, like, we're covered, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We got the
right. Synchromeshi, thank you for joining us for the whole show. You're the real MVP. I think Sin came in and lurked for a second.
Yeah, Sin, right?
You the real MVP.
There you go.
Wow, I'm going to end the stream. You're all beautiful.
Titties.
Titties.
Sprinkles. Tassels.